It is Wednesday, March 26th, 2014, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Christina Thomas.
And joining us now is Becca Martin-Brown, Features Editor, Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
And on we go with our spring break destinations.
Where are we going now?
Tulsa.
You know, Tulsa is one of those places that I'm really starting to like more and more.
There's lots to do in Tulsa.
They're kind of having this revitalization downtown, mm-hmm. sort of similar to the arts revitalization in Bentonville.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool.
Well, Allie Carter, who did this story for What's Up, found a museum in Tulsa I didn't know existed.
So it's not the Gilcrease.
No, it's called the Sherwin Miller Museum of Jewish Art.
I am not familiar with that one.
And, of course, the Holocaust is part of the topic.
Mm-hmm.
And they have this children's project called the Kinderstone Project. And young visitors get to paint a rock. And there's a number that goes with the rock. So once the stone is decorated, then the child artist finds out that that's the age of a child when he was murdered in the Holocaust.
Oh, okay.
And so the rocks are going to become part of an outdoor exhibit. So far, they've got about 3,000 of them.
Oh, wow.
So it makes a real impact on the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have an art show that is open right now that was for kids. And you can see all this at this museum or the better known Gilcrease or Philbrook. Gilcrease, of course, Native American art, Western art. I think it's the third biggest museum of Western art in the country.
Is it?
Or maybe more than that. And the Philbrook, of course, which is in a beautiful house.
That is still on my list of places to go.
Have you not been?
Every time I go there, it's for something else, and the group I'm with is like, well, we don't have time today. So
you
next
need
time.
2 days,
so
actually. You need a day for the galleries and a day for the gardens.
Oh, really?
It's gorgeous.
Okay, so I need to go when it gets a little warmer.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
And you can find out about all of this at NWAOnline.com/whatsup.
Thanks, Becca. Becca Martin-Brown is Features Editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.